Which, if it's not though, then it goes from that six to back to that 10 or whatever that initial one was that she couldn't afford.
I don't know if the initial one had just decking. I think that's some other stuff on it too.
Yes.
Well, hell, we'll hold both of those stuff on that that needed to be done.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Right.
But if the, you know, the joists and the header board I replaced again, maybe $1,000 more.
Oh no. In lumber,
to get in there and take that out,
and they're gonna have
put to in, there's a lot of expense in that.
Yeah. Is that header board bolted to the foundation usually? I don't remember
don't
how
know,
that
yeah,
is.
I mean,
we don't know,
should be now.
Which should be, but we don't know how it's put in there because we didn't build a house, obviously.
Yeah, new code, yes.
Yeah,
new code says yes, it has to be lagged in there, but
I would just say that we just make her at least aware of it.
Yeah,
if that was to arise, then.
And this was the only safety issue was this, right?
I asked Jim that question, so there are other safety issues.
Okay.
I think that was his number one.
Yeah.
Right.
And it had something to do with the steps on it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The header was
down. Well, the council can approve it.
Right.
With the stipulation that if it runs into more, that she needs to be aware of that before any construction gets started.
I'll make that motion then.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
And Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is Zoning Board of Adjustments, item number 12. Zoning Board of Adjustment reference variance request Nathan and Amy Moore. Representing Kane Family Trust.
They own a vacant piece of land on South Mississippi Street, and it's Ag 1, so in order to build a non-farm residential home, you have to have a variance. So it went through the variance board, there were no oppositions, and they approved it. So if the council has any issues with it to remand it back, we can.
So just for everyone's information, in case you don't know, the council can remand back this if they don't agree with what the Zoning Board of Adjustments decision is. The Zoning Board of Adjustments can review it, and then they make a decision, and their decision is then final. So it's entirely up to the council. It has been approved by everyone, though.
You've got a current house down there that's been built in an adjacent property. Correct? Sampson's single family basically with his extra buildings. I mean, they're not planning on subdividing it, they're going to build a single family home.
Correct.
If there was subdivision, they would have to apply for something else again, right?
Yeah.
They can't
or if they were building multiple houses in there, they would have to do.
Every time a new structure,
have to set a plan.
They have to.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll make the.
You don't need a motion.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just for information for you, and you have 30 days to remand it. So if you start looking at the property or you read it and you don't agree with something, then you can bring it back up to remand it back. Okay, questions? Next item is nuisance abatements, item number 13. Obviously, we're working on nuisance abatements. The rain has not helped us with that. We have a whole bunch more, and I'm just going to put this out there for everyone. So this last storm we had, there was some, obviously a couple trees that went down. There were some leaves and brush and stuff. I had Public Works go out and broom Mississippi Street up onto the boulevards in order to open up the storm drains so the water would drain. I believe instead of calling me on the phone, that it was easier just to bash the city of Bluegrass and the Public Works Department because we didn't go through and rake and clean up everybody's boulevard after we brimmed it up on there. So a couple things. First of all, the city of Bluegrass's responsibility is to keep the streets clean and to keep the drains open. That's it. We're not cleaning people's boulevards. We're not picking up their leaves. So, I maintained my composure pretty well because I didn't put anything on Facebook because I wouldn't know how to do it anyway. I'd have to have somebody show me. But the second thing is when I got yelled at over the phone, I just told him, so does that mean that every time something blows in my yard from the bar or from Jeff's Market, I should call Public Works to come clean it up? We don't clean up your yard. Clean up your own yard. After meeting with the Public Works department, our Public Works, Jim Meyer, it was our opinion that there wasn't that much debris out there that we needed to do a pickup for the city, especially after the last time we had it and it was taken advantage of. So it was my decision, I made it, and I'll stand behind it. But the residents of the city of Bluegrass need to understand we're not cleaning yards. We're gonna do what's best in order to keep our drains open so that folks don't get water in their basements. I think that's the most important thing. And I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to clean the boulevard. It's your boulevard too. So, other than that, we're working on nuisances. Questions?
Piggyback on that a little bit. Can you have them check the grass that's being blown into the streets?
I already did. I'm already on it.
All right, thank you.
And I'm done, I'll be honest with you for that. This is my statement to Jim Meyer, our Public Works Director, is I'm done with it. If they blow their grass into the street, we're gonna cite them because we already have an ordinance on it. We're not gonna do it because all it's doing is plugging up the storm drains. We don't need it.
Well, there's one time by Casey's that was really packed.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't really want our guys down there having to dig them out by hand either, so. Questions? I assume you're just waving back there, young man. You didn't have a question, did you?
I'm stretching.
You're stretching? All right. Carry on. Next item is item number 14.
Last time he stretches at a public meeting.
Yeah. I'm watching. Next item is ordinance resolutions. Second reading of ordinance amendment 2026-03, adding the chapter 10.95 electronic devices. Council, we read this at the last meeting. It's on file at City Hall. Does anybody have any questions about it? If not, is there a motion to approve the second reading of it?
I make a motion.
I'll second. Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bolton.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carries.
Next item is policy and administration. Clerk's report, item number 15. So the code book we're still in progress on, obviously. And then so we had 10 delinquent letters sent out totaling $958 that were due 7/31/26. All but four accounts paid and liens are scheduled to be placed after 30 days. One lien was placed from last month's delinquents. So we're still having people not pay their $17 a month garbage bill. And we're getting this July, 81 accounts were assessed a penalty for not paying their bill on time, or not paying their bill in general. So as it keeps going, it becomes disheartening. And for the audience, I know you'll have problems seeing. So our delinquents start right here, if you can see this. And this is the other part of the delinquents of the money that's owed to the city of Bluegrass. From folks that decide they don't need to pay, totaling $6,295. As a citizen, a mayor, past councilman, firefighter, this is, I just am beside myself. It's $17.
Plus they pay three $5 late fees, yep. $25 delinquent letter fee on top of that.
Yeah. So your $17 just went up to $60, basically. And it's still not paying it. So, any questions about the clerk's report? Okay, next item is item number 16, Christmas light pole decorations. Ian called me about this the other day, and I'm going to let her kind of take over and go from here on it.
Okay, I saw an email come through my clerk net from the city of Stanwood. They are getting rid of their Christmas lights. And I believe they only have a few of these and a few snowmen. And they're taking bids up till September 14th by 2 p.m. So I want to know with the council if you're interested in bidding these. Now, we may have electrical costs for it because we may have to have Nelson Electric come out and run electric to the utility poles.
Have any idea what they might want for all of this?
I have no clue. It's just all by bid.
My other suggestion was because of the light the poles that we already have, that we have powered up, even if we decided to just switch them out, because like last year, all we had was snow, not all we had, because it was pretty, but we had snowflakes, but now we could have some
right.
some color to it and maybe offset them if we don't have the funds in order to wire the poles, or we decide not to wire the poles at this time or however, but.
Do these have the brackets with it? Kind of
they have
like
10. There's 10 mounting brackets that they have.
So on the back, there's a page here that has 10 mounting brackets, 9 fully functional wreaths, a few could use bows, 1 fully functional snowman, 7 spare wreaths, and they don't know the condition of the bulbs in those, and then 3 old snowflake frames with unknown electrical condition.
And I know Public Works had to do revamp some
of the ones
we did.
On the ones that we got, that we had up last year, Public Works went through them all and pretty much had to relight a lot of them and fix odds and ends on them, bulbs and stuff on them. So
they're well trained.
They're well trained. Yeah, that's correct. That's good. That's a good point. I like that.
Christmas decoration technician.
I personally think if we're able, I'd be interested to seeing what kind of costs. I think it would be neat for the city to attempt to maybe try doing some more poles. Not maybe 20 or whatever, 10, maybe not all 10, but I think it would be neat for the city to attempt to do
I
that.
I feel as if it was a huge hit.
It was.
And I heard a lot of people talking about it.
So, being here 31 years and you being here on there, they've tried this in the past and it has never went through. And the community club used to do it and then they got away from doing it. They had volunteers hook them up and stuff like that. And we had volunteers that said they'd do it. But
well, I had nothing but compliments on the money of the snowflakes last year. I think it's neat. And like I said, even if I would love to do more poles too, because I want, as far as I'm concerned, we could put a light on every pole, but that's just my opinion. But if we can't do it, I still say we could offset that with a couple of these other items. I don't think it's going to hurt for the city to put a bid in on them. I don't know what kind of bid to put in on it, but.
Do you remember what we paid roughly for like one of those ornaments last year?
We got them free, didn't we? We got them free.
Oh, did we get those? Yeah. Oh, he just had to go pick them up.
It was like
pick
first come, first serve.
Revamp them and make some brackets.
I used to be on some stuff in Walcott, and they budgeted $3,000 a year, the Walcott Day Committee did, for Christmas decorations. So it's not cheap. So I would say, think about, hey, let's try getting 5 of them, maybe at $100 a piece. I mean, if they're just trying to get rid of them. But also, unfortunately, don't want to miss out, right? But they're not cheap new.
My gosh, they're so expensive.
So you don't want to undercut it, but some of them, obviously, not knowing the condition, you also don't want to pay too much for something either, so.
I mean, Public Works could, Stanwood's not that far. I mean, Public Works could go look at them, I guess. Then you guys give a maximum bid. Let's say let's bid $500. I'm just throwing a number out. They go look at them and they're like, I think going with $250. Then we bid.
Well, $250. I'm looking at it, and for everything here, I would say that if the city, the council was okay with it, I would say $1,000 bid on them, because that's less than $100 an item, and you got brackets with them, and
I would agree.
And then if you want them to go look at them, then go look at them. You're right, Stanwood's not that far, but.
If we just wanted to agree upon, the $1,000 with Jim having the authority to lower it if he doesn't think that they're worthy of it, then I think that's a good idea.
Okay, I like that idea. Okay, with the $10,000 with the city's standby for the Christmas light, with the Public Works Director's discretion.
And I want the Public Works Director to put eyes on them.
Ready.
To put them on other more power poles, you gotta get authorization from MidAmerica Energy.
We'll jump off that bridge when we get to it, so to speak. I'll work on that.
Okay, so you made that motion?
He made it in the motion.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Merry Christmas.
Aye.
Your Honor. All ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Oh, boy. Next is economic development, strategic goal planning, planning and goal setting. We're working on that. Next is comments for future agenda items. Anybody have anything?
I just wanted to remind everybody that Labor Day is coming up September 7th, so our meeting's on Tuesday the 8th.
Are you asking us or telling us?
I'm telling you.
So it's 3 weeks in a day.
Yeah, we got a good two, yeah.
I will be gone tonight.
You will?
I will.
On 9/8? Oh, you will.
Oh,
you don't leave yet?
I don't leave till 23rd.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we are retired. We are allowed to.
So Herman, no on the 8th.
Blue hairs?
You don't leave till the 23rd?
But I'll let you know.
Well, so the council understands here.
9/21.
We have to have three for a meeting. So if we know we're not gonna, the sooner you tell us you're not gonna be here, the better off we'll be. Because now that Samson and Goliath there aren't gonna be there.
It's Santa and my elf.
The rest of the three of you need to be here, so if you're not.
No, he'll be here on the 8th.
Oh, okay, you're just gonna miss the October 5th meeting.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I have you down. You're missing October 5th.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here for the two in September, Dad.
Yeah.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Kalupa.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Oh, oh, oh.
Herman.
Aye.
And Black.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.